Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. We hit 91 yesterday at DFW. We'll be in that same range today. Dan Brunoff has your complete forecast for the final weekend of summer, and he's got the latest on our first fall cold front all throughout the morning on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. We made it to Friday. It is September 17th, and we begin with a statewide Amber Alert out of the Houston area, where a six-year-old boy reportedly was kidnapped last night.
The boy, Amari Daniel Baker, was with a sibling in their mom's SUV parked briefly outside a Pearland Recreation Center while their mom ran inside to get some information. Suddenly, a woman comes up to the SUV, grabs Amari, leaving his sibling, and stuffs him inside her own SUV and takes off. Witnesses saw it all, but they couldn't stop it. They described the woman as black, in her 30s, wearing an orange shirt, standing about 5'9", going about 180. The SUV was gray, but witnesses didn't know the make or model. They couldn't get the license number either, but they did see a triangle-shaped decal in the rear window. Amari was wearing a white Adidas t-shirt, black Nike pants, and red Nike shoes. If you see him or the woman or her SUV, call police or 911. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The state's new abortion law remains in effect for now after a federal court refused to block the law. The update on that from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The Justice Department's latest attempt at blocking SB 8, the controversial law that outlaws abortion after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, has been denied. The Department of Justice is suing Texas, saying the law is unconstitutional. Earlier this week, it requested an emergency injunction on the abortion ban until the case is decided. That request was denied. Now, the Justice Department's request for expedited briefing has been denied as well. The order comes from District Judge Robert Pittman. He says each side needs to have the full opportunity to present their positions to the court because the case presents complex and important questions. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
There's some positive news this morning on COVID in Texas. The number of people hospitalized with the virus across the state continues to drop slightly, but still there are more than 12,000 people being treated in Texas hospitals. In Dallas County, more than 1,500 new cases reported yesterday, with 20 additional deaths. Tarrant County, more than 1,500 new cases and 25 deaths. Cook Children's Medical Center is postponing all of its elective surgeries. Chief Nursing Officer Cheryl Peterson says they need the staff and the beds to deal with other patients.
We have continued to see a very high census at Cook Children's, both in the emergency department and in the hospital with our bedded patients.
She says the hospital's still dealing with a surge in young COVID patients. All elective surgeries at Cook Children's that need inpatient admission being pushed back until October 11th or later. The city of Dallas working on its messaging, hoping to convince more people to get vaccinated. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Dr. Timothy Bray is the director of the Institute for Urban Policy Research and says the two groups that are most reluctant to get the vaccine are those who are politically conservative and African Americans.
A lot of it is tied up in mistrust of government, is by and away the largest one.
The city of Dallas is working on messaging to try to reach these groups in an effort to change their minds.
One of the things we're fighting now is a polarized political climate. This is one of the first health care issues that has been overly politicized.
The city hopes to have the new messaging done within a couple of weeks. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott will be in Dallas this afternoon, touring a local butcher shop and meeting with small business owners to talk about the ongoing challenges they face because of the pandemic, including labor shortages and supply chain issues. A survey released this week by Goldman Sachs found about 3 out of 4 small businesses are looking to hire, but nearly 90% are finding it difficult to recruit qualified candidates. And 2 out of 5 small businesses say they have less than 3 months cash reserves. A Benbrook man has now been identified as the victim killed in a head-on crash this week in Parker County. Elijah Verdon died late Wednesday when his car veered into a barrier on I-20 east of Weatherford. Verdon's car rebounded into the westbound lanes of 20, where it was disabled with no lights on. Another westbound driver slammed into Verdon's car, killing him at the scene. The other driver from Mansfield was treated at the scene but did not need to go to the hospital. A former high school teacher from Fort Worth headed to prison for sexually assaulting a teenager.
39-year-old Albert Robles pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl inside his home, and on Wednesday he was sentenced to a total of 20 years in prison. Robles taught anime at Trimble Tech High School. He groomed the girl as she was going through a rough time. She was living with an abusive father following the death of her mother. Assistant DA Julie Lugo says the girl is on the road to recovery.
She has gone through counseling and she is doing a lot better than she was. But this is going to take time.
Robles must serve at least half his sentence before he's eligible for parole, and he must register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
DFW Airport hits a big milestone in its expansion of Terminal C. The airport has released a time-lapse video showing massive 450-ton modules being driven a mile over airport property and being installed on piers on the terminal's west side. The modules, 6 in all, have been assembled in a remote part of the airport to minimize impact on DFW operations. Managers expect the $115 million expansion to be done next summer. It's part of a $2 billion renovation and overhaul project at Terminal C at the big airport. Today's the day Big Tech stands up at the state fair ahead of the 2021 run that opens a week from today. The process of standing the big guy up at Big Tech Circle starts at 10 this morning. Anyone is welcome to come and watch, but fair management asking you to wear a mask and to observe safe distancing. The 2021 State Fair kicks off a week from today, opening its 24-day run with a special opening day discount. You bring 2 jars of peanut butter for a $10 admission to the fair on Friday, September 24th. Sports, the Rangers done with Houston for the year. The Astros closed out that series last night with a 12-1 win over Texas. The Rangers continue the homestand tonight as they welcome the White Sox. The Cowboys play the Chargers on Sunday afternoon, 3:25 on 105.3 The Fan. And last night's high school football winners include Allen, Denton Ryan, and undefeated McKinney Boyd. Get all of Thursday's results and the full Week 4 High School Preview at KRLD.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.